Like, let's go now.
Welcome to the Walmart World Radio Podcast. The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Bo Show.
What do you say we jump into some entertainment news, find out what's happening and trending all over the Walmart world? So before I jump into what I have here, producer Dave, did you see the Sphere in Vegas finally opened this past weekend?
You know, I've been seeing it all over TV and the internet, but I didn't actually read anything about it actually opening.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because, like, I go to Vegas often. I love the shows. I love the atmosphere, all the things. And I remember they've been building that thing for a minute now.
Yeah.
And, you know, U2 opened it up this past weekend, and there were videos all over the net over the past, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, whatever it is, once they turned on the outside of the Sphere, right?
Yes.
Well, now my entire feed is nothing but inside the Sphere. Yeah, so but it looks so cool.
Yeah, it is very neat, that's for sure.
$2 billion, over $2 billion to put that, it better be cool.
Well, right, if you're going to spend that much, you better get some bang for your buck there.
That's right. All right, so Stevie Nicks, the former Fleetwood Mac member, unveiled a Barbie doll resembling her iconic style known as Stevie Barbie during her Madison Square Garden concert. And Mattel, the toy company behind Barbie, released the doll for pre-order, and it quickly sold out, featuring Nicks' signature attire and accessories inspired by her legendary career. The Stevie Nicks Barbie will be available at Walmart.com when more become available. Is that right?
That is right.
Nice. Okay, very cool.
Great Christmas present for maybe your mom.
There you go. There you go. And Taylor Swift. All right, first off...
She stays in the news, doesn't she?
Constantly. She knows how to, like, be in every news cycle, I think. Obviously, she attended the 2 Kansas City Chiefs games, particularly to see tight end Travis Kelce. Now, sales of Kelce's jersey skyrocketed nearly 400%.
Wow.
Yeah, 400%, making him one of the top 5 selling NFL player jerseys. That's crazy. The surge in interest stemmed from Kelce's connection with Swift, who accepted his invitation to the game after he tried to contact her via a podcast where he shared his attempt to reach out to the pop star through a friendship bracelet with his phone number on it.
See, guys, that does work sometimes.
Right? Here's the other kicker. That game, tickets for the game this past weekend, once they knew that Taylor was going to go to it, went up 40%.
Okay, so imagine paying to watch a Taylor Swift concert, which is very expensive, than paying more than you normally would to watch Taylor Swift watch a football game.
Right, exactly. But here's the real kicker. The viewership went down.
Did it?
So, you know, it's like, you know, kind of the balance, you know, the balance between the two. And pop sensation Olivia Rodrigo surprised fans with a duet featuring Sheryl Crow at Nashville's Bluebird Cafe, where they performed a version of Crow's hits, If It Makes You Happy. Rodrigo shared her performance on Instagram, expressing her excitement, while Crow praised Rodrigo's talents and shared her admiration on social media. I'm going to have to go check that one out. I'd like to hear it.
I would like to hear that, too. That's got to be very good. I've always been a Sheryl Crow fan.
Always. When her hit, you're going to know this, right off the top, you're going to be like, oh, yeah. Hands down, probably one of her biggest hits on radio, Soak Up the Sun.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
Think you're Sherlock Holmes or something? We'll get that British accent ready. It's time for Detective Product.
All right, here we go. Let's have some fun while you work, while you shop. Stop for just a moment and see if you can figure out what product we are talking about with these clues, and then call us up with your guess. This item helps to give some nice shade on a sunny day. And you may sometimes see this item customized to represent a sports team. Tis the season right now. You probably see these a lot.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hi, it's Patricia. Store 4434. I'm on my lunch break. The product is a canopy. That's a big item. Shout out to Josh in our store.
Welcome to...
Yes.
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 Or no way, Bo.
No way.
No way.
No, no, no.
It's the Bo Show.
All right, here we go. Here's the first question. Shannon, Toy Story 2 was the highest grossing animated film in the 90s. These are all 90s inspired because of our 25th anniversary with our Walmart neighborhood markets. Is that a yes or no way, Bo?
Oh, that's a pretty popular movie. I'm going to say yes.
Oh, it's actually no way, Bo. It was The Lion King.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how about that? All right, Tanner, what you got next?
All right, Shannon. So let's see if we can get one on the board here. So the next question is, the name of the first popular webcomic launched in 1993 was Dr. Fun. Yes or no way, Bo?
Yes.
And that is correct.
Nice job. You're on the board. Here we go, Shannon. Here is question number three. Helen Sharman was the first woman of color to fly in space in 1992. Yes or no way, Bo?
No way, Bo.
That is correct. It was actually someone completely different. Who was it, Tanner?
It was someone named Mae Jemison.
Okay. All right. And
nice.
Last but not least.
Your last question, Shannon, is... One of the early traders of Beanie Babies, which were popular back in the 90s, bought a box of them from Germany for $2,000 that was worth $50,000 in the U.S. Yes or no, Abo?
I'm going to guess yes. Those things were pretty popular then.
Oh. Guess what? It was actually worth $300,000.
Yeah, way more than $50,000.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy. All right, well, Shannon, I thank you for calling up the Bo Show today and playing our shenanigans, as we like to call them. And I hope you have a great, great Thursday. Thank you so much for shopping with us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Let's celebrate.
Just a minute.
Just a minute.
Wait a minute.
Give me a minute.
Here's the Milestone Minute.
Every day on the show, we celebrate some of our amazing associates across the company in our stores, clubs, home office, supply chain, and around the world. Today, we take a trip to Distribution Center 6718 in Arkansas and shout out 40-year associate Robert. These are all 40-year associates today, by the way. Sam's Club, we're heading to you next in Oklahoma, Club 8239. Shouting out 40-year associate Vivian next. Esther, 40 years in Mississippi, Walmart store 176. And last but not least, Walmart Supercenter 427 in Texas, 40-year associate Karen. If you see any of these great associates, be sure to wish them a happy workiversary this month. And don't forget to follow us for more over at Walmart World on social or walmartworld.com. That's today's Milestone Minute.
Kirby Gwen and Friends.
Is this the one and only big time Brenda from Lake City, Florida?
That is me, Kirby Gwen. How
hey,
are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How you doing, BTB?
I'm doing awesome.
Okay.
Yesterday was 1 month for my 30th anniversary with Walmart.
Congratulations. All right. Big time, Brenda.
If there's a new contract between now and 29 days, I'll make it 30 years.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for being a part of the Walmart team. That's a lot of dedication and hard work, girlfriend.
Right back at you. We appreciate everything you guys do with their radio and for us.
Thank you. Any shout-outs?
Shout-outs to store manager Sam, and welcome back to store lead Jane, and shout-out to our OPD team, Molly.
All right. Well, you know what, Brenda? Thank you for always being a very special light on Kirby, Gwen, and Friends. And again, in our Walmart world, happy anniversary. And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. You have one blessing. Thank you so much.
You Bye-bye. Too. We love you. Bye.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast. Kirby Gwen has searched high and low from stores to clubs, supply chain, and beyond to find some truly amazing associates going above and beyond day in and day out. It's time for You Glow, Girl.
That's right. And today we are celebrating the one and only Leilani Johnson from Neighborhood Market 5981. Now, Leilani started as a part-time cashier at Walmart in April 2020, but quickly advanced her career, becoming a people lead at a Walmart neighborhood market in Carmichael, California. She credits her success to the opportunities for advancement within Walmart, her curiosity, and taking advantage of educational programs like Live Better You, which she believes sets Walmart apart from other employers. Leilani, cheers to all that you have accomplished and will accomplish in our Walmart world. Thank you for being a part of the team and shining brightly each and every day. You glow, girl.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hey, what's your name and where you calling from?
It's Sarah from store 3344.
Hey, Sarah, how you been?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. Where's 3344 at?
It's in Winchester, Virginia.
Okay. What can I do for you today? Anybody you want to shout out?
Store manager, Bryn, and our team lead, Gary.
All right. Well, thanks for calling today, Sarah. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
It's time now for
Add to Cart. Here's Kirby Gwen.
Hello, friend. Hello, producer Dave.
Hello.
It's time to get into those aisles and talk about some of the amazing products that we have in store for you, especially being that fall is here. This is a real PSA. Hear ye, everyone. It is time to cozy up because the Starbucks Limited Edition K-Cup Coffee Pods in pumpkin spice flavor are available at Sam's Club.
Oh, boy.
I don't believe you're oh, boy. Listen, if you're not...
I am not a pumpkin spice hater. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Because, and here's the thing. Even if you were, there's a K-cup for everybody out there in the club.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. But especially for my pumpkin spice people today, you can, again, check out the limited edition K-cup coffee pods in pumpkin spice flavor from Starbucks at a Sam's Club near you. 64-count pack. That's a lot of pumpkin.
That is a lot of pumpkin. You could have... some pumpkin for next year, too.
I think, you know who buys these? And why I'm glad that they buy them? There's the TikTokers out there.
Okay.
Who are on TikTok making the specialty at-home lattes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where they get their fancy glass and they're showing you how to do things with the milk frother. This is for you. If you are trying to start your influencer journey and you want to kick it off in the latte lane, you go to Sam's Club right now or visit samsclub.com. And for just $29.98, grab the 64-count pack of a Starbucks limited edition K-Cup coffee pods. Again, in what? Pumpkin spice flavor. Enjoy and happy fall, y'all. Is it fall yet?
It is fall.
Yeah, happy fall,
more
y'all.
Importantly, it's pumpkin spice season.
It's hard to tell like the seasonal change here when you're in Northwest Arkansas. I'm like, it's still kind of hot outside. In Michigan, I just knew when I walked out the door.
It's going to be cold this weekend.
Yes, it is. Don't remind me.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast. It's Tech Savvy Tuesday.
All right, friends, it's Kirby Gwen, and this is the part of the show where we always like to take a peek into some of the things trending in the realm of technology. Now, Dave, today is a little bit different because I got to set the scene for you, okay?
Okay.
It is a midsummer day in your hometown. Just finished playing with your friends. Maybe you're having a juice, I don't know, a little beverage.
Okay.
You know, the sun is just gingerly setting over the horizon. Having
Capri Sun.
Yes.
I got it.
Yes. Now you're there. And then all of a sudden you hear.
Cicadas. All right.
That's right. The singing of cicadas. Now check this out. Researchers from the University of Edinburgh are actually using the cicada for a little bit of inspiration right now. They're using these computer simulations to understand how cicadas and other organisms actually repel water and clean their surfaces. So they found out that the ability actually relies on like this interplay of forces between the water droplets and their contaminants and the surface molecules. Now this allows something that those in the science world like to call passive decontamination. Now, I know maybe that was a lot of words, but it's actually really cool because this discovery has the potential to help in developing self-cleaning materials for various objects like solar panels, car windshields, and that could actually, you know, save us some money and help us to live better in the long run. So pretty exciting, you know?
That's kind of full circle, isn't it? Using cicada science to self-clean the cicadas off of my windshield. Oop.
Poor cicadas. That just made me really sad. It's a fact, but you're right, Dave. You're actually really right. So cicadas may at times be annoying, but they are helping to innovate the future. So shout out to all the little cicadas out here, which that's a weird shout out to give because cicadas don't listen to Walmart and Sam's Club Radio.
No, they don't.
Ah, well.
You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast. And now, from the desk of Kirby Gwen, here's Before You Go.
All right, friend, this is the part of the show where I always like to share just a little something from me to you that is helping to carry me through. And maybe, just maybe, it might help you out too. Affirmation for the day, friend. I am above negative thoughts and low actions. One of the things I have to continuously remind myself is that I don't have to be Oscar the Grouch. My mind does not have to be a trash can for every negative thought. I do not have to give it a home. You can choose to release those thoughts and trade it out for a more positive one. One that is actually going to help to push you forward in your day-to-day, help you feel better about your life, actually achieve a positive outcome to the situations you face, and just so much more. But just remember, friend, you are so above negative thoughts and low action. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I appreciate you. And as always, remember love, life. It is what you make it. So please make it a good one. Stick around. The Chris Show is coming up next. Bye.
The Chris Show.
Welcome to a Friday episode of The Chris Show. I hope you've had a wonderful week. Producer Tanner, it's that time.
It is that time, Chris.
To play one of our favorite games on this show.
Oh,
it's time for...
How well do you you recognize this movie scene?
It's my favorite movie.
I remember that when I was a kid.
This is Guess the Movie.
So producer Tanner and I will reenact a scene from a late 90s movie that stars Antonio Banderas, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Ooh.
Yes, three big movie stars from the 90s.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. And scene. Lesson number one, never attack in anger. Lesson number two, come with me.
What? Cut to some time later. So what is lesson number three?
To get to lesson number four. And scene. This one might be a tough one. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. So you're a wise guy now.
Lisa, you're tearing me apart.
Oh yeah. Woo!
Did you pick up on Chris's impeccable acting? Let's see who guessed the right movie.
Hey, this is Ryan calling from Lancaster, South Carolina, store 1030.
All right, you calling in to guess the movie?
Yes, indeed.
All right, what do you think it is?
Mask of Zorro.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
How many times have you watched this movie?
How many times? Ooh, lost count.
Yeah.
Zorro's always a favorite character.
Oh, very nice. Is there anybody in your store that you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Naturally want to shout-out my ACC team, the Hardlines team, rocking and rolling, getting it done.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. Way to get that right. Have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
All right, zip.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Walmart and Sam's Club Radio. Is this?
Olivia.
Hello, Olivia. Where are you calling from?
Hi, I want to give a birthday shout-out to one of my overnight associates at 2884. Happy birthday, Linda.
Happy, happy birthday, Linda. I don't know what state you live in, but happy birthday.
Nevada.
In Nevada?
Yep, Las Vegas.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for calling in with that great birthday shout out.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, this is Michael O'Connell from Walmart 2596 in Mount Vernon, Washington.
All right. How far is it from Seattle?
Probably like a good hour and a half.
All right. It's not too far.
Bad traffic.
Very nice. You calling in to give a shout out?
Yes, I'd like to give a shout out to my fellow maintenance member, Alex Lamparo, for his happy birthday.
Ooh, happy birthday! Here we go. Let's get some sweet music. Happy, happy, happy birthday from Washington. It's only an hour away from Seattle. Hour and a half, depending on traffic. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in with that great birthday shout out.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris.
Have a good
day.
You too.
You can give him a topic, but he won't give you any right answers. It's wrong answers only with Milton Berle. With Beethoven.
So wrong.
I mean, Chris.
All right, I'm taking on the world of kickball today in Wrong Answers Only, or bigger than a baseball, but I still miss the ball somehow. More adults play this than kids now game. And last but not least, I might have done this a few times. Pulled hamstrings every single game.
Yeah, that sounds pretty accurate.
I was in a adult kickball league for 3 years back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
good.
Fun.
It was a good time.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Some teams took it way too seriously. Maybe some yelling back and forth sometimes, which was uncalled for.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Walmart and Sam's Club Radio. Is this?
Hey, Chris.
Oh, I recognize this voice. Is this Props, store 1138, Madison, Wisconsin?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Props, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Much better now, actually, that you called in. You calling in to give a shout out, Props?
Yep, I want to give a shout out to all my coworkers for doing an awesome job. And go Brewers.
Oh, go Brewers. Ugh. Just dominating the Central Division this year.
Yep, and tonight they play against Arizona.
Well, good luck to your Brewers. I'll be silently rooting for them just because of you, Props. All right.
Yep, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
This is Antonio Academy Coach, score 34-35.
Yes! Go!
Hey, hey! No! Hey, how you doing this morning, Chris?
Man, good.
I just want to give a shout out to my coordinator and the academy. She does a great job, and I just want to recognize her this morning. Plus, I want to give a shout out to the whole team, man. So you know what I want to say, Chris? You already know. What is it?
Let's go!
Go, baby, let's go!
Yeah! Antonio, have a great day. Go team!
Yes, sir. Go team!
You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Yes, this is Jeremiah Conley.
Hello, Jeremiah.
I'm from Holland Walmart in store 1942. Me and my wife's 4 years of marriage, we actually met at Walmart. So we fell in love at Walmart. So
what?
We worked together, too, at Walmart. So
a little bit of this. That is a Love air horn.
Nice. Thank you very much.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for calling in, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Walmart and Sam's Club. Brady, is this?
Tanya.
Hey, Tanya. Where are you calling from?
Normal, Illinois, store 1125.
You calling in to give a shout out?
I am, to Miss Jeanette. She's retiring today after 35 years.
Oh, 35 years? Wow, that is incredible.
35 years.
Well, congratulations on a very long career at Walmart. Any highlights that you can remember?
Not that I can personally, but she's done so much for this company. She's done so much for this store, and she's going to be greatly missed.
Well, thank you so much for that wonderful shout out. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Well, thank you so much to all the associates that called in with their song request and shout outs. It was a big day.
Sure was.
And props. I hope the Brewers tie the series and win the series. That's about it. All right, everybody, we'll be back. Always remember, it's a good day for a great day.
Thanks for listening. Take us on the go. Listen live at walmartworld.com and follow us for more on social at Walmart World. This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.